Hey, Mr. One Stop, I'm looking for a record and it goes like this. Dun 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 dun.
Welcome to Addicted to the Needle,
the podcast where a vinyl addict meets his dealer. I'm your record dealer, Ben Schulman.
And I'm Patrick Foisy, a.k.a. DJ Parker Pat.
Ooh, I like that.
The addict.
Yeah, I like that. A.k.a. Parker Pat. Well, what's going on, Parker Pat? Look at us, first time together in a room in 2023.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year to you, too. I mean, it's strange because it's like already like halfway through January. And according to Larry David, you can't say Happy New Year after January 7th. But I think for the sake of the podcast, we make an exception.
We're rebels here, and we break rules.
Yes, we absolutely do. So what's going on? What's happening?
Well, you know what I'm going to wish you for 2023?
What's that?
Great digs.
Yeah, and like I'm trying to think, I've done... Digging this time of year is always kind of bleh.
There's hit or like, miss.
Well, it's not even hit or miss. It's usually just miss because there's nothing to hit. It's usually like I find... midway through December, it's like there's just nothing. There's nobody is thinking about getting rid of their records. Everybody's thinking about, you know, celebrating Christmas with their families or getting ready for New Year's. So it's been a little quiet, but I did manage to find a copy of 125 by The Haunted on like January 3rd. And I posted, I'm just like, oh, first one of the year. And it's like the third.
And a few other Haunted 45s too. Some of the, you know, more common ones.
Oh yeah, it's true. Well, some of those I'd still had since 2022, but now so far I've found, yeah, I have located two Haunted 45s, and it's
going to be a running gag. It's going to be all the way through 2023,
the never ending gag. I walked into Le Pickup, one of our local record stores here. I think it was like just before New Year's, and Denis looks at me and he goes, "Oh, we have a new nickname for you around here, Mr. 125." that's my Denis impersonation. We love Denis over at Le Pickup. But digging hasn't been crazy, but everything I have for you today is either things I was going through and it's like, oh, I have two of these, or just a couple where I'm like, ah, that's just so Pat, and now it's here. You know, I've always got my Pat box on lock for you.
Well, before we move on, I'm still waiting for a wish from you. I wished you great digs. Aren't you going to wish me something?
I wish you all of the success at all of your crazy DJ gigs that you will be doing this year. Because knowing you, you will be traveling and doing whatnot. So I wish you the best year of DJing and getting the Parker Pat message of soul out there. And if I'm not mistaken, are you not DJing in Toronto again?
Like, yes, very I'm doing shortly? With it. First Saturday of February. So
it's like you and Teresina are almost like partners at this point, man. Like, you guys.
No, she's still the queen.
Yeah, she's still the boss.
She's the queen.
So when's that again?
First weekend of February, Saturday. So what date will that be?
Let me check my
trusty calendar. So let's see. February 4th, I guess.
Great.
Well, go on the With It page and check out the event. It's going to be there. It's posted already.
And if you're in beautiful Toronto, go check out Pat, because it's always fun watching you DJ. So yeah, New Year's, Christmas, your Christmas was good.
And this is episode 99.
Oh.
That's another big deal.
That is another big deal. But your Christmas was good.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Forget all that holiday.
Oh, well, you know
bullshit.
What? You know
it's 2023. Let's just move on.
So the episode started before we pressed the record button.
That's right.
Because I invited you over a few steps away from our little booth here.
Yep.
And I showed you my Boxing Day gift to myself.
That's right.
So one thread from 2022 that's going into 2023 is that I've been perfecting my dream hi-fi system.
Oh, yes. The ongoing saga of your personal hi-fi system.
Well, it's been 30 years in the making. 30 years!
I feel like you say 30 years, but you've really, really been focusing on it for the last 6 months.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's not true.
All right.
It's
true. You've added components. Yeah.
It's a lifetime of building up to your dream hi-fi. So I should be done for a while. And I'm going to add little components here and there, like good wires and stuff. But I
put some Hello Kitty stickers, you know, really girl it up.
Of course.
Yeah.
So the missing piece was a pair of speakers. So, I had you listen to my new pair of speakers. So the rest is basically a vintage hi-fi.
Yeah.
Except for the speakers. They're brand new. So they're a Canadian company called Paradigm. And I got a pair of bookshelf Paradigm speakers. And I'm trying to convince you to fall into the audiophile trap.
Oh, you don't have to convince me. I want to. It's just, you know, money.
Yeah, budget.
Money.
Of course.
It's like, pay the mortgage or new speakers. I mean, yeah, eventually, because it's one of those things where I always said, I'm like, you know, once I have like my own place, I'm going to invest in like a really good system. And I've been living in this place for 3 years. And, you know, I also got like a wedding coming up and all this other bullshit. So, you know?
True.
You know,
if I
want to listen to really like hi-fi, I'll just show up over here.
Of course.
Just drive 45 minutes into the city and, you know, step over the homeless people outside. And
our friends. So
the panhandlers. Anyway.
So you sat right smack in the sweet spot.
I did.
And
we listened to some Beatles.
We listened to some Beatles. Well, I asked you, what do you want to hear so I can convince you of how great this system sounds?
And I figured, I'm like, you know what? It would be really, because you want to hear something you've heard a million times so you can really pick out like, oh, this does sound
so you can compare.
Way better, which is so funny because I asked them like, all right, let's hear I Saw Her Standing There by the Beatles. I've heard that song a billion times. You know, and I've heard like the mono mix and like, you know, the remastered version for the 90s. And then when they remastered in 2009, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm like, all right, let's listen to it on these speakers. And holy shit, did it sound good?
You have to admit, you were blown away.
I was. And in contrast, what's amazing is that you put on The Long and Winding Road, which is from their last album. So we really got like the spectrum of like the Beatles sound. You know, we went from 62 to 1969/1970.
Because I wanted something orchestral.
Yeah, and Phil Spector's strings sound really good on your speakers.
And you realize when you listen to a really good sounding system,
yeah,
is that you pick up stuff you've never heard before. You go, wait, you can actually hear, you know, Paul McCartney breathe.
Yeah.
And oh, you hear this, what was the song we listened to and we could hear
Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers. You can like hear like
the twang like of the guitar string.
You know, he kind of like hits the string. You can hear
it vibrate.
It's like you can picture the pick like the string. It's very your system is taught. Yeah, it's 10 on 10, man. It sounds amazing.
Yeah, and on the Long and Winding Road, I heard like Ringo's hi-hat like ting ting.
Like, yeah, like the cymbals.
It's
yeah.
Like he was in front of us. So, well, that was a nice experience.
It sounds amazing. And I mean, it's, you know, because obviously you've been putting a lot of time and effort into building this amazing system. And it's like every time I'm like, oh, I need to do this. I'll get to it. It'll happen. And then it's like, I'm laughing because like, you know, we're sitting and listening to this system and you're like, well, I have speakers in the bedroom now and now I have speakers downstairs. And I'm like, you can listen to records in every part of your house all the time. You can have 3 45s going. You can just run around, just DJ by yourself in your underwear, changing from all of your turntables.
Well, because when you build up to your dream system, you don't necessarily get rid of your old components that are really good.
Right.
And so surprisingly enough, I did sell parts to a friend that's getting into he's actually the nephew of a good friend of mine.
Cool.
And he's just turned 20, and he's hooked now.
Great.
So I sold him an app and Bang & Olufsen turntable and some Mission speakers, and he's in heaven now. Like, he's been listening to vinyl all through the holidays, and he's really happy. But I've kept, like, now in my bedroom I have Tannoy speakers with my Marantz amplifier and my DJ turntable, and it sounds amazing. I can, you know, have a little retreat in my bedroom and listen to music. So I think I'm finally there. I think I'm content.
I'm really proud of you. Now, I wanted to ask, before I segue into record number one here, I'm just going to show you. Do you have this? Should I play this? Is this a record you own?
No, I do not.
And is it something you were looking for?
Oh, it's something you see pass by. And sometimes you bid on it, and it's, you know, you don't get, but it pops up pretty frequently.
Okay, so it's something you're aware of.
But it's never something I won.
And it's like already in your hand.
It's already in my hand. I love this.
Yeah, this one's really cool. So funny, I talk about, like, digging's been kind of dead. I went to look at a stack of 45s yesterday, kind of like out of the way, but I figured, I'm like, once I'm like getting up, I have stuff to do, I'll go check it out. This was the only record in there that I, you know, had any interest in, obviously. And I was also like, this is so weird, just mixed in with the regular junk we always kind of see. I cleaned it up and, like, yeah, sounds good. So
the label's pretty nice.
Yeah, American Pressing. So this is "I Cannot Stop You" by the Cherry Slush.
I think I know this song.
It's a really cool band name too, the Cherry Slush. It's on the USA label, which I guess the biggest hit kind of thing on this label was the Buckinghams, Kind of a Drag. You see that record all the time, but there are tons of really good soul and garage records on this label. And this song, it's kind of like a good, it's like garage rocky, but it's also kind of soul, because it's got like horns on it. So it's kind of like a good crossover sound of all the shit we like. "I Cannot Stop You" by the Cherry Slush. And "I Cannot Stop You" talking about your stereo equipment. So
cannot stop me from buying your
records. Yes, I cannot stop you from buying my records and buying stereo equipment. So here it is. I believe this group was from somewhere in the Midwest, but possibly Chicago. I don't know. If someone out there will correct me, hopefully. And I suppose this record is from 66, 67. I've really done my homework here. Anyway, "I Cannot Stop You" by the Cherry Slush.
Thank you.
You know what? I'm not a fan of cherry slush, the drink.
No?
But I'm a fan of this.
It's really good, eh?
Yeah, the drink or this?
I don't even know if I've ever had a cherry slush. Probably. You don't like cherry slush?
I don't like slush in general.
No, it's not something it's like if I had to choose between like that or like ice cream, I would obviously go for ice cream.
Yeah,
you know? Well, it's like you're at the Dep and you know like they have like that slush machine or they have like, you know, the ice cream bar.
No, I'll have a milkshake.
Yeah, I'm not really a milkshake person. I like more solid stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, look, we're talking about food. What a shock. Yeah, and it's funny, the cherry slush, that just sounds like some bullshit band you would make up. I cannot stop
name
you by
that fake moldy oldie.
Yeah, well, this is a real moldy oldie. If I'm not mistaken, this record like charted also. It came out in Canada, which is usually a sign that it was doing well on certain charts in the United States.
So I checked, and it came out in 1967.
Yeah, okay. Sounds more 67.
Also came out on a label called Coconut Groove.
That's the original label. It was originally on that label, and then the national American release distribution was on USA. And that Coconut Grove label, I've had something else on it, but I'm pretty sure it's Chicago. I think
the band is from Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I was right, Midwest, somewhere like that. Oh, yeah, that makes sense, because the other record I had on that Coconut Grove label at one point was by a band from Michigan. So there you go. So it's like almost Motown, basically. Saginaw is just up the road from Detroit. Yeah.
Have you ever been?
I don't think so.
Me neither.
But who was from there? There was it the Marvelettes or the Velvelettes or... I don't know, there's some Motown act or something to do with Saginaw, Michigan. Anyhow, a lot of the Motown groups used to go play like Saw Cops there, whatever, etc. But cool song, eh? I said, very kind of crossovery, you know, a bit psychedelic, a bit soul with like those horns and like what that really twangy guitar too. It's just a good recording, you know.
What a great way to start the year.
Yeah, by not stopping you. Well, I imagine, like maybe 2020. Was 2022 a perfect year? Did you reject any record I played for you?
That's a good question.
Because I think in total ever on the show was what, maybe like 3 out of like 100 episodes where there's at least 3. So I've played you at least 345s and you've only turned down 3 of them, which is like 1%. So
yeah,
I think I'm doing pretty good.
your average is pretty high.
Yeah,
I rejected more records because I had them.
Yeah,
and you didn't think I had them.
Well, because what'll happen is sometimes I show you the record and you're like, oh, I don't have this, and then like we listen to it for 7 seconds and you're like, oh yeah, I have this one. But anyhow, yeah, I think that was a great way to start 2023, and I'm just glad. It's just really cool. It's like I found it yesterday and now I'm playing it on the show for you. So
perfect.
quick turnover.
So this episode is going to be a heavy, you know, musical heavy show.
As it should be.
But before we dive right back in, we were talking about shows we've been watching lately.
Yeah, you mentioned something. What was...
Oh, I didn't tell you. It's a surprise.
You mentioned something, but you said...
I'm going to... I told
so you said, I want to recommend something I've seen on Netflix.
Right.
What have I seen recently? Well, I went to go see, Taryn and I went to go see the, okay, now I say biopic, but apparently there are people in this world who say biopic. Yeah, I know. It's stupid.
It's not a biography.
Biopic. Or they say biopic. It's dumb. Anyway, Taryn and I went to go see the biographical picture about Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. Which I highly recommend, because I didn't really know like a ton about her other than that her mother was Sissy Houston, who's actually still alive, who was the lead singer of the Sweet Inspirations, who did a bunch of records themselves, such as Sweet Inspiration by the Sweet Inspirations on Atlantic. And they sang back up for Aretha. They sang back up for Elvis in Vegas all those years in the 70s. And Sissy Houston did solo 45s on the Congress label and on Cap in the 60s. So
is she the reason for the Sissy Strut?
No. I think that's a coincidence because Sissy Strut was by
the Advanced Craze.
Yeah, they were. That was by the Meters from New Orleans, so I don't think so. But hey, who knows? Let's just say it is. And another cool thing with Whitney Houston is that her this is a bit confusing. Her aunts are Dionne and Dee Dee Warwick. Hmm. So talk about like a very rich musical family, all from New Jersey, just on the other side of the river from New York City. And yeah, really interesting movie. Kind of sad what happened to her. Drugs will do that.
So here's a hot take.
Yeah.
Just like I'm not a fan of Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Whitney Houston. I was never a fan. I never got into it. Maybe because her, you know, when she was at her hiatus.
Yeah.
Her songs were overplayed.
Oh, they still are. Because I've never in my life listened to a Whitney Houston album. Although now I'm more inclined to because the thing is, like with any star, you know the hits and it's like, I don't really know anything, you know, deeper than that. I mean, her songs are catchy as hell. And, you know, that's kind of something they focus on in the movie. There's this scene where she's being interviewed. She's at like a very much like an R&B radio station. And it's really cool because there's all these album covers in the back. And I'm like, ooh, that's Marvin Gaye and the Groove. And ooh, that's this and that's that. And, you know, like, Taryn's like, shut the fuck up. and like this, obviously this black DJ is kind of like on air, like just on the spot. Like, oh, you know, like you're kind of turning your back on black music. And like, I think that's kind of full of shit because it's like music's music. I mean, it's pop, you know, it's pop radio friendly music. But, you know, just because she's a black artist doesn't mean she has to sound black. You know, it's music's music, right? You know,
Oh, she's very talented. There's no denying that. Oh, my God. I mean,
her voice is insane. You know, it's yeah, but interesting movie, you know, kind of sad ending, you know, kind of drowned in a bathtub or something. I don't know. Sad. But yeah, I saw that and yeah, I don't know. You know, it's music related. This is a music podcast. So I would recommend checking that out. It's kind of fun. Stanley Tucci playing Clive Davis. Can't go wrong. So what was your thing? You said your show, Netflix, you had something you wanted to talk about or recommend.
Yeah, I just finished it actually this morning.
What's that?
It's a mini series on Netflix. It's called The Playlist. Oh. So it's a docudrama. Is that how you pronounce it? Docudrama?
It's definitely not docudrama. Docudrama. So,
and I should research it to see how much of you know, close to reality it is. But right. I highly doubt that it is. But it's basically about the birth of Spotify.
Oh, interesting.
And the whole dilemma about, you know, paying artists and it starts with, you know, the era. I don't know how young you were back then. You know, I remember Napster, where you know, it was peer to peer sharing of music, but you know, no artists were compensated, you know. It was basically stealing music.
Yeah, and that was like very early 2000s. It's funny because I don't at all remember Napster, but when I was a kid, so early 2000s, everyone was getting their music illegally downloaded from something called LimeWire.
Yeah, I think that came after.
It did, definitely did. Yeah. And there was another one that no one remembers at all, but I don't know, my brother had found it. It was called like Shazara or Shiraza or something. And like, they were just illegal, but like, you never really thought twice about it because you just went on your computer. But what I do remember about that period of time is that the music I did want to download wasn't there because this is why I started, literally, this is why I started buying records, was because I wanted to hear more songs by The Temptations, but you couldn't because you couldn't download them. And there was still no YouTube. There was nothing. I used to buy bootleg VHSs on eBay when I was 8 so I could see performances they did because there was no YouTube. So that's why I started buying records, because I was like, oh, that's the way I'll be able to hear more of the music.
Do you still have those?
Have what?
The bootleg.
Oh, for sure. They're in my parents' house somewhere. I would go on eBay and it would be like a homemade VHS someone had that just had Temptations written on it. And it would just be, you know, okay, a clip from them on Chivalry or Shindig or whatever. And like, because at that time, it's like you couldn't. That's what's kind of interesting is that I was still part of a collector's world as a kid where it's like stuff wasn't as accessible as it is now with Spotify and YouTube. So it's like I used to watch those infomercials over and over again because they'd show you like a 2-second clip of, you know, some group on the Ed Sullivan show.
Like a compilation of yeah, Motown.
You know, Time Life Presents. And yeah. They're like, oh, the leaves are brown. It's always that song. It's always California Dreaming. Like, I still see those on TV and I get excited. I'm like, oh, look, oh, it's on. Because, like, that was the only way you could see those performances as a kid. Anyway, we kind of got off topic here. But
it's interesting because now I see that we totally come from two different generations. Because
yeah.
You had access to the internet.
To a computer. Yeah, exactly.
And
it was dial-up, but it was there.
I didn't even have that.
Yeah.
Like, the closest thing we had was zines.
Yeah, that's right.
So you'd mail like a $5 bill yep. with like stamps to somebody in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And so, and that's how you knew like from underground.
Yep.
You know, acts and yeah, I was big into ska back then.
Speaking of zines, do you know? I don't know if you're friends with him on Facebook or you know this guy Ivan Amiro.
No.
So he's a big, big, big Canadian collector, buddies with our friend Alex Taylor. We were just messaging the other day, and he told me he was going to photocopy some of these old zines from the late 80s that Canadian mm-hmm. record collectors used to send around to each other.
Right.
That Alex Taylor had written a lot of these articles about, you know, The Haunted and The Ugly Ducklings and insert obscure Canadian band here. So he said he's going to scan those and send them to me. And I'm like, it's so cool to like look at those and go, wow, you know, 35 years ago, like this is how people shared information about these guys.
And there were tons of mod zines. I have,
you still have any?
I have some I bought some, about, I don't know, 10 years ago also to add to the collection. And it's funny how they do like top 10 mod, tracks that were played at the, you know, the youth community center back then. And, you know, your typical mod tracks. We listened on new speakers just before Nowhere to Run from Martha and the Vandals. Yeah. But that was always part of that.
Of course.
Some obscure top 10 list.
As we've talked about a number of times on the show, it's like Nowhere to Run by Martha and the Vandals is one of those songs where it's like you go and look for it on YouTube and the picture is just a bunch of scooters. Like right, it's such a mod classic. But what's interesting kind of with this whole topic of discussion where it's like, I think now with like young people, you know, cause it's like now I'm 30. So it's like, I'm not the kid anymore. I mean, I was, you know, into this as a child, you know, and buying
as
records.
As far as I know, you're not even on tic-tac-toe, right?
You mean TikTok?
Is that it?
Oh, I haven't. Oh, I never.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. It's fun, man. It's fun to scroll through. People are hilarious. I swear to God, Taryn and I laugh more watching TikTok than we do watching television. Anyway, now we're really getting off topic. But
Let's get back to food.
Don't get me started. I'm already deciding. I'm like, what am I going to get when I leave here? I'm going to get a green spot, get a poutine or something. But what I find interesting is, like, because now, you know, and I always find it cool, because, like, I every now and then find some, like, 15-year-old on Instagram who's like into Motown and stuff. And there's this kid I started following. I think he lives in England, but he like majors in French in university. He's like 18 years old and he's like obsessed with like Sylvie Vartan and Taylor Swift. And like he loves all this Motown stuff, but he loves Taylor Swift. And like I found this kid, I'm like, this is so cool. But what's interesting is that, you know, it doesn't really take that much effort to find the music anymore, where it's like, that's the one thing I can still relate to from like your generation is that right. I had to, there was nobody. I was 11 years old living in the suburbs and everyone was listening to fucking Shaggy and Eminem. There was nobody telling me about like, oh, you know, Chuck Jackson. Like, that's why it's like, I'd start going to the record store and like, you know, having people like Nick Catalano from Beatnik. And like, obviously my mom taught me a lot of what I knew, but that next level down was like, you had to put in work to like discover stuff. And it's like, that'll never happen again. Cause now you could just go, okay, Siri, play me obscure soul songs, and you know you'll hear shit we don't even know.
Well, when we tested out the stereo, we use my so we were talking about that series,
the playlist.
Yes, we got so check it out.
It brought up this fun conversation. So now I'm going to check that out. I'll watch that with Taryn for
and
sure.
And the interest, I think it's like 5 or 6 parts, and every episode is from the point of view of somebody that was part of the inception of Spotify.
Cool.
So you had the founder, and then you had the money guy, and then you had the artist and the lawyer, and they each
it sounds like it's well done.
They each shared their own version of how it came to be. And I think I mentioned this on the podcast before. So I got a subscription with Tidal. The reason why I did that, so I did a lot of research to pick out the best
spelled streamer. How's it spelled again?
Tidal.
Okay, like Tidal Wave. Okay, yeah. Right.
And the reason I picked that out, I was talking to somebody yesterday. I went to a little house party, and somebody told me, I think it was started by Jay-Z or somebody like that.
Oh, that sounds, yeah.
And
that rings a bell.
And one of the reasons why I like Tidal, it's because they're the streaming service that pays out the artists the biggest share.
The biggest compensation and royalties.
Yeah.
Because, Spotify is notorious for like, the track has to be played like 100,000 times, and you might make like $4.80.
Yeah. I
even get more royalties than that, and I co-wrote a song that was on the radio 9 years ago. So.
Well, it's interesting because they tackle that subject in depth in the series. Where was I going with that? Well, yeah. So the other reasons why I picked out Tidal, it has the best sound quality.
Oh, definitely.
And what's interesting, and that's how nowadays you get to discover music, is that we were playing, we went from the Beatles to the Marvelettes, played Sam Cooke and
put on anything.
Billy.
I'm often overwhelmed by Spotify and by the streaming services because I get in the car and I'm like, I don't know what to put on because I can choose anything.
Right.
And I actually find it. I end up putting on a podcast because I'm like, I've been sitting here for 5 minutes and I'm like, shit, I don't feel like listening to Dave Edmonds right now or whatever, because it's like it allows you to just go anywhere. You can listen to anything.
But but when we were listening to music and we didn't type anything in the search engine for one song,
it just started generating the
AI.
Of course.
And that's great. I love that because there's somebody you didn't think about.
Yeah.
And it's artificial intelligence.
So it learns you to new stuff too.
It learns your preferences and the type of sound you like.
Yeah.
And there's the features for new artists. And so, yeah, I recommend Tidal, but I also recommend checking out on Netflix, The Playlist.
I will do that. Speaking of checking things out, because, that's what we're here to do. Want to check out another record?
Yeah.
So this is one. Didn't know I had 2 copies. Believe it's 1970. So it's,
I can tell by the label.
A bit funkier. It's on the ABC Probe label, which is kind of cool looking. This song is called Woman, You Made Me by Bobby Dixon. Really cool record. I was just listening to it again this morning. Kind of a long intro, but it's worth it. So, Woman, You Made Me.
It's a heck of a thing to wake up on 7th Avenue. And then again, it might be Cottage Grove, Chicago. Or even Western Avenue, Los Angeles, California. And you wake up one Monday morning, lying there somewhere in a gutter, realizing that you've been a drunk and a bum in the world. And then long come a woman, I don't believe y'all hear me, I said long come a woman, bringing love and understanding and consolation unto your life. The reason to tell y'all about this, cause this woman made me.
Yeah. What a voice, eh?
Funky.
Yeah. But not like not
overly funky.
Yeah, it's not like James Brown level, but like I love that long intro where he's like, I was drunk and in the gutter. But
I, you know? I actually love those intros. I love them.
I like, yeah. And it,
we were talking about crossover records,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that
yeah.
can cross from soul to garage. Intros like that is it's the perfect example of a record you can use to cross over to a different genre.
Yeah.
You know, it gives it's you kind a of
like
pause.
A, it's, like between, a, it's like announcing, like, you know, a change. And it's funny because...
It's a palate cleanser.
Yes, it is a little bit. It's like a little sorbet or something. Yeah, when I was DJing more regularly or, you know, at all, I used to always play the intros of those records. Because I find it's like when you're starting a set, it's kind of fun because it really... It immediately brings attention to you starting a new set. Where
well,
it's like,
that's why I have a hype yeah. record now. That's what I use.
Yeah, it was funny when you played your hype record with it. I was sitting with Graham and Julie, the British couple who live out where I do, and like they looked at me and I looked at them and I went, "Yeah, yeah," just like yeah, because that's
you know you have to commit. I admit you have to commit with those.
You got
to
commit to the bit.
Oh yeah,
ooh, that'd be a good name for a record. Commit to the bit. Ooh, good like funky instrumental.
So when I started listening to the song, I was hoping that at one point I'd hear a scream.
Well, there was like 15.
So I wasn't. Well, it takes a while. It took
yeah.
a while.
Yeah,
but I wasn't disappointed.
It
screamed having a scream.
Yeah. It's just it's a bit different. It's a bit of a I don't know, I can't quite put my finger on it, but funky, soulful, screamy. Yeah, just overall great. Figure you'd dig it. I couldn't believe I had two copies. But hey, weirder things have happened, right?
I'm always the beneficiary
of
having doubles.
You're pretty much the guy. Anyhow, I feel like who's sponsoring this episode today? I feel like we haven't heard from a sponsor of our show for our show in quite a bit, and I feel like
it's time.
I feel like it's time. Yeah. So this episode of Addicted to the Needle is brought to us by.
Yeah, I haven't told you, right?
No, you haven't. That's
kept
why
it a secret.
That's why I'm building it up.
Well, it's January.
Yes.
We're in Quebec.
It's cold.
Beautiful, snowy Montreal.
Yes, it took me 38 minutes to dig my car out of the snow.
You timed it.
No, but it felt like 6 hours, so it felt long. I don't know. I had to scrape the ice off, let it sit. Yeah, it was at least 30. At least 30.
And we went to a house party last night, walked there, thankfully, because I didn't feel like digging out the car last night.
Yeah.
So I did this morning. But the right in front of our building, there were, removing the snow.
I'm surprised. Yes, because I'm surprised I found a parking spot, because I was in the city yesterday. And like,
oh, I was going to tell you, don't worry about parking. It's the perfect time.
It's funny. I parked across the street where they haven't cleared the snow yet, but there was enough room. So, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. At least the sun is shining today.
The sun is shining. But we came back around, after midnight, around 1.
After midnight.
As we were going to bed, my wife and I were saying, well, we're going to be woken up in an hour or so by the snow removal.
Yeah.
And we were.
Yeah, there you go.
But where was I going with that? Oh, yes. It's winter. It's a winter wonderland. It's beautiful out here. So why not have an ad?
Oh, let me guess.
Go ahead.
Bombardier?
Yes.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Yeah, it's called Bombardier Ski-Doo.
Yes. Oh, I can even picture what it looks like. I've seen this before. Oh, no, it's not the one.
It's blank.
Oh, it's not the one. You know which one I'm thinking of? It's got like a yellow label with a Ski-Doo on it.
But we played it on this show.
Oh, okay, we do.
This one, we have it.
Oh, interesting.
And it's funny, when I found it yesterday, I crossed paths with our good friend, Sebastien. And
ooh.
I go, you know this, right? He goes, oh, yeah. And I didn't listen to it, and I just bought it. Because it's not a record you see.
Maybe you should quickly remind or inform our listeners.
What Bombardier is?
Bombardier, if you're anglophone.
So Armand Bombardier is...
Ooh, you even know his first name. Excusez-moi.
Yeah, he's he's the founder of the company.
Yeah.
And he's the inventor of the snowmobile.
That's right.
And we know it here as a Ski-Doo.
Ski-Doo.
Because the same way you say fridge for Frigidaire.
Yeah, refrigerator. Or you say Frigidaire, which is the name of a
company.
A company, or like it's a refrigerator, you know.
Yeah, hand me a Kleenex.
Yeah, exactly.
Here,
a facial tissue, yeah.
Right. So here, a snowmobile is known as a Ski-Doo.
That's
no
right.
matter the brand.
I always call it a Ski-Doo, yeah.
So the band, Les Girolas, is more of a 50s band.
They were a duo, weren't they? It's just two guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Two brothers?
I think they might have been brothers. Yeah.
Right. This is more of my father's era.
Yeah. They were like hokey. And like when they did a record that had like rock and roll in the title, it was like, Pat Boone singing Long Tall Sally.
sort of a bit of doo-wop-y sound also.
Yeah, it's
a cross between doo-wop and folk, basically. Because there's harmonies.
It's a very Quebec sound.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
They sold a bazillion records in this province. They were huge.
Yeah. Nothing we'd listen to.
No.
I did when I was like a young kid.
You had to.
Right. Well, yeah.
It was there.
There was a record label. I think it was started in Quebec or in Canada for sure, called KTEL.
Yeah, I think KTEL is Canadian.
Yeah.
I can just picture my mother will be listening to this episode and she'll be screaming into the speakers because she had every freaking KTEL compilation.
So, yeah, KTEL basically did reissues and compilations.
Yes.
And I think Les Girolas might have been on one of those compilations or something.
Yeah,
so,
I'm
anyway.
Sure there was like a Quebecois compilation. Yeah.
So, so there's an A side and B side. The A side is French and the B side is English. So,
why don't we throw the record in the air and see what side it lands on?
We're going to play the English side. And you'll see it's, I just listened to, just to make sure it's not totally
destroyed.
No, bad and not worth
destroyed
playing
in another sense.
But no, I think you're going to enjoy this. So our sponsor and Bombardier also, expanded outside of the snowmobile industry.
Yeah, they build airplanes.
They build airplanes and trains also. If I'm not mistaken, there's subway cars in the Big Apple that are Bon Bombardier.
Oh, no kidding.
Well, I remember at one point seeing a plaque in one of the...
Yeah.
It was probably like one of the, in the late 90s.
One of the most successful corporations from Quebec.
From
but didn't they just get like bailed out for like several $1 billion by the government recently?
Well, like every airplane, like you know, manufacturer.
Yeah.
They're big into like smaller jets, you know, private corporate jets. That's what they're known for.
Maybe Jeffrey Epstein had one. Anyway.
Why did you bring this guy up?
I don't know. You said private jet, and that's the first thing I thought.
Jesus.
Of. All right. Anyway, that was awful. All right. Let's Addicted to the Needle.
But we do like Bombardier and Ski-Doo.
Brought to you by Bombardier.
Since a few years all around, in the country, in the town, of everyone it's the dream that Ski-Doo Bombardier, I mean. All right. In Lake Placid last winter, took all races like a bird. He was flying so darn fast, opponents thought it was a blast, that Ski-Doo Bombardier.
Aye, 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 you ski-doo, ski-die, ski-day. Aye, 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 in the Ski-Doo
Mountain, on the hills, on the lakes, and in the trails. Take the jumps and curve so clean with the Ski-Doo Bombardier, I mean. Watch it. From the morning until dawn, taking fresh air in your lungs. Just one Ski-Doo ride a day, keep that doctor far away. Yes, ma'am.
Aye, aye, aye. You Ski-Doo, Ski-Dye, Ski-Dee. Aye, aye, aye. In the Ski-Doo.
Sunny day, take your family away. Forget all troubles you've seen on a Ski-Doo Bombardier, I mean. Listen to me. You'll know that its price is low when you'll calculate the dough. Happiness and good health too it will bring to you.
Aye, aye, aye. You ski-doo, ski-dye, ski-dee. Aye, aye, aye. In the Ski-Doo
I only have one thing to say. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, my God. You know what's interesting?
As in, it's bad?
It is what it is.
Well, it mentions, you know, Ski-Doo's going to bring you happiness. That brought me happiness.
You know, I've never been on one.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever ridden one. I've never driven one. I've never...
We used to own one. At the cottage,
yeah.
My grandfather ride one for a long time. It was a 70s Ski-Doo, and what we do like during the holidays,
yeah.
We'd hook up a sleigh.
Oh, fun!
At the back, and my grandfather would just drive in the woods, and we'd be on the sled in the back,
just like helmet,
no helmet, and we had a little pond that would freeze during the winter,
yeah.
And it was like a little dip to go on the pond, and then we'd go back up,
right?
And he'd floor it when we'd go back up the little dip. And we would fly up in the air and tumble in the snow.
The safety and security of being a child in the
good
70s.
Good memories. Oh, and then I got old enough that I could pull my sister and my cousins around.
And
I was the one driving.
And hurt everyone.
It's
a fun
best,
memory.
The best memory.
I've never driven a Ski-Doo, but I have driven a Sea-Doo.
I've never driven a Sea-Doo, I was a lifeguard.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Because we used to always go up, like, interestingly enough, I have cousins and family friends, and Taryn has aunts and an aunt and uncle who all have houses on this same lake. I like to call it Little Israel up north, because it's like it's almost like you have to be Jewish to live on this lake in Lantier, Quebec. And oh yeah, sea doing, and we used to like go on like a tube, like my uncle would like tie it to the back of his boat and rip us around the lake on that.
Well, that's the equivalent.
Yeah. But so that song, I don't know if you're familiar with this song. It's called Ringo by Lorne Greene. It was a big hit in 1965, and this song sounds exactly like it. The phrasing is very similar. And what's interesting is Lorne Greene, one, Canadian,
yep,
and two, he was he like the father on Bonanza?
Yeah,
the 60s TV show. Like so yeah, he had a hit record in 65 called Ringo. And like it's just like he kind of does this whole... It sounds very similar to this record, so... I don't know. Canadian all around. Lorne Greene from Ottawa, Ontario. Go figure.
But I kind of... You know, it made me smile. I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's... it's very Quebecois sounding.
Oh, yeah. This is what I wanted to say. So if you ever wonder, what's that weird accent, Pat? Has, if you listen carefully to the guy, you know, speaking English, he's a French Canadian Quebecois speaking English. My accent.
That is what you sound like.
That's exactly how I sound like. So,
Patrick Foisier, Francais. All right. Anyway, well, you know what, Pat, I dig you. And this record, this record that I'm about to play for you, is called I Dig Your Kind. And okay. I do dig your kind. I do dig the Quebecois people.
Because I do have J.J. Jackson doing I Dig Girls.
I Dig Girls by J.J. Jackson.
But I don't have that one.
This is I Dig Your Kind by a fellow named Mike Watson, who I know absolutely nothing about. I don't know. Cool record. 1966. Northern Soul 45 on a Canadian pressing. It's interesting. It's on Columbia Records. It came out on some tiny label in the States. For some reason was released in Canada on Columbia Records. Just recently obtained a spare copy and
look who's gonna have it.
Yeah, you know, you're getting my spare. Just like what's his name? Prince Harry. Isn't he spare now?
Oh, that's right.
Just came out. Something about his frostbitten penis anyway. Oh, okay.
Well, it's probably he rode a skidoo too long. that's right. Oh, that's why.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. I Dig Your Kind by Mike Watson.
When I hold you in my home, girl, you make me feel so fine. I dig your kind. Yes, I do.
well, you know what? I do dig that kind of record.
Yeah. You dig it?
Oh, yeah. Certainly.
Listening to it again, it really reminds me of very Major Lance sounding.
Does.
Chicago, yeah. Like a yeah. Curtis Mayfield
do,
kind of
do
thing.
Do the jerk type yeah. of track. Yeah.
Yeah. You go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the Larks same, did the jerk. Yeah, definitely.
The same tempo.
Oh, it's so good. I really like it.
Oh, 2023 is going to be a good
yeah,
year.
Yeah, this is a good, yeah, this is a good start to the year. It's like a lot of bangers in a row. But it's true because I haven't seen you in like, it's been a couple of weeks, so it's given me some time to find these yeah. somewhere, either out and about or in the comfort of my own home.
Now, will I equally be able to surprise you?
Yeah, see, the fun part about this show is that you get all the records and I just get to hear the ones that you get. So, but yes,
it doesn't cost you anything.
Hey, it's true. It doesn't cost me anything. You basically pay for my gas to get down here. Yeah, I'm curious. So what's going to be your first selection of 2023? We've been heavy on the soul records this episode. So
this one isn't.
Oh.
And it's just... The only way I can describe it, it's just such a Pat record.
Yeah, well,
that's
where we're at this point.
Because you know
what food does it feature? No, or animal?
Oh,
okay.
And you know me, I have like sometimes, you know, a peculiar type of taste in music.
Sure.
And you know, some people will just call me a weird turtle. You know. Here it is.
Wow, it's actually called Weird Turtle. Oh, cool looking label, Rocket Records, a little rocket on it.
Yeah, that has been on my want list for a while.
And the other side's called Ghosts in the Night.
I haven't listened to the other side.
I'm kind of want to know what that's about. Weird Turtle. It's and you by the Centaurs, not Centaurs, like Centars.
That's a sort of an instrumental Mad Mike type of thing, and it's just a Pat record.
Yeah,
and let me know if I fall off.
I love the title, Kilter. Weird Turtle. Yeah, let's just get into it. I want to see what I want to hear what the Weird Turtle has to offer the world. The year of the weird turtle. That was really cool.
Yeah, that might be a Chinese sign.
I love a good like
for the Chinese New Year.
Yeah. Oh yeah, right. I love a good amateurish instrumental, clearly by like, you know, teenagers who just got their instruments and like just kind of learned.
Well, it's, the organ player is pretty good.
It's endearing. It's well, great.
If that doesn't put a smile on your face, I mean, you need to crawl back into your shell because, you know.
How long have you been waiting to say that one?
I'm just a weird turtle. What can I say?
I just want to do like a quick little sample. We won't turn our mics off, but I just want to do like a quick listen. Oh, sorry. Well, I know how mad you get when I hit the mic. That was an accident. Okay. Please don't execute me.
2023 just turned dark.
Don't turn me into a ghost. I quickly want to hear, because I think this side will have vocals on it, because it says Raymond Mara and the Centaurs, and this side's called Ghosts in the Night, and that just, I don't know, I always love those kind of like goofy Halloween songs.
It's either really good or really bad.
It's probably awful. I'm saying it's bad. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so,
It's going to be bad. All right. Because I feel like when you would have bought it, it would have probably tried to plug the other side as being decent. Let's see what the ghosts... Let's get into this. It's almost ska sounding.
Don't insult ska.
Yeah, okay.
It's like a bossa nova or something.
Almost.
I'll tell you a story about how I became an American boy.
Oh, wow. Sounds like Johnny Cash.
Ended on tight. Then I went out to play it. Ghost in the night.
I kind of like it.
No, I don't.
No?
Well, I got me a bedsheet a while ago.
Because it's just like, it's so...
And I went out to ride.
Dumb. It's kind of like, I don't know.
We rode around town.
Too redneck for me.
Raymond Mara and the Centaurs. Well, another fun fact, just based off of the typeface on the label, this is a Philadelphia record. These kids were probably from, the suburbs of Philly, or, they were from Maryland or Delaware or something. Maybe Joe Biden played drums on that.
Yeah, a bunch of weird turtles.
Yeah, a bunch of weird turtles. That's a good one. There's a record that I'm looking for. Specifically the Canadian pressing of it, because I'm a loser collector who wants Canadian pressings of everything. And the song is called, not Do the Turtle, but it's like Do the Tuttle.
Okay.
And the other side's called Supermarket of Love. And it's funny. And,
oh, I wish I would have come up with that title for
them. Supermarket of Love. And it's by Ichibod or Ichibod and the Cranes. Ichibod and the Cranes. It's like some old story. I think that's where the name comes from. And it was actually Michel Lariot played me this 45 once. And it's like on a Canadian pressing on Coral. Kind of like that, where he kind of just goes like, oh, do the turtle. Just like in like a really like pathetic, like, oh.
It sounds a bit like a Green Door.
Yeah.
Who did that?
Winder, K Frog.
Right.
Well, that's like the mod version, because I believe the Green Door was originally in the 50s.
It's a Latin.
Jim Lowe or something. Yeah. Anyway.
One last one. Before we sign off.
What's this the sleeve for?
For Weird Turtle.
Weird Turtle. I think I saved the best for last. I was again playing through some records this morning, looking for a couple of Pat tunes, and this is something I believe I picked up.
Well, just before you go on, is this Weird Turtle? Is that a Pat tune, or is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yes, because if I found Weird Turtle, it would have weird ended up here. I think I saved the best for last. This is one I believe I got on my last trip to Maine, so it would have been this past summer. Because I picked up a lot of really good records then, and like I don't know, I have so much stuff kicking around. I was going through the box of that stuff. I was like, this is pretty killer. But I think I'll let Pat have this one, and I think you'll be pretty happy.
You so hyped
this,
it up.
This is it's just
enough,
and like it doesn't even really just by the title and artist. It doesn't. Oh, hit the mic again. Whoops. It is called "Be Mine Tonight" by Lloyd W. Williams on the ABC label, and a mint copy in its original company sleeve. I think you're gonna dig this one. I'm just gonna look at your face.
Ah!
Tell me that's not a Pat record right there.
I like this record so much. That's why I already own it.
Oh,
the first reject of 2023.
Yeah,
because I have it.
Yeah, but it's not like you're rejecting it because it's bad. You're rejecting it because you have it.
Oh no, that's the reason why I already own it.
So good though, eh?
Yeah, it is a Pat record. And you did keep the best for last.
I did. Well, now that, you know, if you have that one, I figured, screw it, we're jumping into one more. And this one I checked with you, you don't have. So going a bit further back in time, because that was late 60s. Here's early 60s, up-tempo, Jackie Wilson-esque. This is I Gotta Move by Freddie Houston. Maybe this, no relation to Whitney. Or actually, maybe. I have no idea.
I have a record that's titled I Gotta Move, but I don't have this one.
Yeah, well, there's a Kink song called I Gotta Move, but both sides of this record are fantastic. This is the really up-tempo-y side, and the B-side's like a good classic popcorn tune, so you can't go wrong. So are you ready to move?
Right. Let's do it.
Sit down.
Well, you know what you ended up doing, right?
Really saving the best for last?
Oh, absolutely. This is the cherry on top of the cherry slush or whatever. No, this is... No, I like this even better than the Lloyd track there. Yeah. And you know what?
Well, because it's got the drums. It's got the... you know, it's about dancing. It kind of... It's very much... It sounds like Shout.
Yeah, it's okay. Correct.
Go good with Shout, yeah.
And it sounds a bit like, you know, who am I thinking about?
Well,
not Jerry Lee Lewis.
I find it's very Jackie Wilson. Like, it's very much falls into the, you know, kind of records Jackie Wilson was doing. I guess this is 62. And like I said, the other side, which is called Chills and Fever, not to be confused with like the three other songs called Chills and Fever that
there's more than three.
Well, there's Chills and Fever. Oh, yeah. That's
we've played a bunch of them.
That's by Ronnie Love or whatever. Then there's Chills and Fever by a guy called Alan Wayne, which I think you have. Oh, that actually might be the same song. Anyway, that's another song called Chills and Fever. It's not the same, but it's a very good popcorn track, so good double-sider.
Well, this one, Terracina, yeah. DJ Nico, if you're listening, this one is coming to Toronto with me.
Good.
This will play at With It at the Piston, Saturday, February 4.
Good plug.
At 10 p.m.
Nice.
At the With It 60s Soul Party. This will be played.
Best dance party in Toronto.
So... You want to hear it live and dance to it? You know, you got to move.
You got
to
move.
You got to go move.
I got to move. Oh, yeah. I can't pretend to sing like Freddie Houston.
And this needs to be heard, you know, on a big sound system.
Yeah.
In a club.
Yeah, that club always sounds really good, too.
On a packed dance floor.
Packed dance floor.
In Toronto.
It'll be cold, so you go in and sweat your ass off to
the At 60s. The Piston.
Sweating to the oldies.
On February 4th.
With DJ Richard Simmons.
No. With Parka Pat and DJ Nico.
And Richard Simmons.
No.
No. Sweating to the oldies. Anyway, well, I guess I'll pat myself on the back. I knocked it out of the park once again.
For episode 99. Yeah. So
wow, it's the big...
Next one, it's the big triple digit episode.
We're transitioning.
And we've
technically, it's the 100th episode for you. It's like the 90-something for me because of all the guest episodes. But hey, who's keeping track?
No, we did play some great tracks, though.
Oh, yeah.
And so we've mentioned this on a previous episode, and we're doing something special for, you know, episode 100.
Yeah, graduating to the third digit realm.
So we're... It's going to be, there's going to be a part of the show that's going to be a special Q&A. So if you want to know something, it can be about music, about records, about digging, about our personal lives, about,
what I got on my report card in grade 9.
About Ben's, you know, weird kink fetishes, you know.
Oh, yes.
You know, ask away.
Ask us about what food we like, because obviously on this show, we love talking about eating.
So just, where can they send those questions?
Well, obviously the Facebook page, you can send them to us privately. And what I was thinking of doing, fucking Christ, I was like, I'm not going to touch the table this episode. And I've hit the mic 40 fucking times. Sorry. Cause I see the smoke coming out of your ears. What I was thinking would be another good way of doing it. Cause you can ask questions, like on your Instagram story. You can do the kind of an ask me anything. So I was thinking of maybe before we record the next episode, I would do that just to get questions in. You're supposed to answer them on Instagram, but fuck that. I'll just accumulate more questions because we've gotten some through the Facebook page. You could either message either of us on Instagram. I'm Shulman the Soul Man.
I'm Parka Avenue.
And we have the Addicted to the Needle Instagram also. Look, you can buy records from me on Discogs and ask questions at the same time. It's the company sleeve. I have 15,000 45s for sale. Come on, come buy some. Come get some records.
And from the next episode on, I'm going to be a bit of a James Brown inspired freak.
I'm going to walk in and you're going to point a gun at me to record? No. Is that what you're going to do?
Every time you're going to, you know, jiggle the microphone, I'm going to deduct $5 from what I owe you from the records.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be cutting off my arms next episode. Anyhow, so yeah, send us questions. Yeah, I'm going to... I'm going to post on like my Instagram story. I'm going to try and garner some questions like that, because like, that's an easy way to reach a wider audience, because I've got quite a few followers over there on Instagram. So, yeah.
Sounds good.
It's going to be the question and answer show.
Yep.
Should have like a special theme song, like Pat and Ben reveal all their dirty dark secrets. Okay, anyway, that's enough. All right, I need something to eat.
Well,
let's
it's
get
all
out of here. I'm gonna go get a bagel.
It's all gonna be about love. It's all gonna be about the power of love on the next episode. But speaking of power of love, is the title of the end of the show track.
I was gonna say I'm gonna shit talk quite a few people next episode. No, I'm kidding. I'm gonna be very nice. Power of love. There's a lot of songs called Power of Love, so
it's from an artist that we know we love,
Skisa,
but not somebody. We just play the same song from this artist. I can't believe I found
like
another
Tom,
one.
It's like Tom Jones, just like Hide and Seek. Well, actually, no, Tom Jones got more than one record we actually play.
But there's only, you know, it's a total mod track that we play all the time.
Oh, I know who it is.
Okay.
Mel Torme.
Yes.
Yeah, because I saw Columbia, and I know he did a bunch of 45. So what's it called again?
Power of Love.
Interesting.
I think that's the side. Because
the other side's called Dominic's Discotheque.
Well, obviously it's not that one.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Because every other 45 I've ever found by Mel Torme, nothing is,
yeah.
I'm coming home, baby. And I've had 45s by him on Columbia. I guess never this one, because never anything.
I didn't know this
never,
one.
Never anything I've kept.
And it's good enough to make the show. So
what's his nickname again? The Velvet Fog.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, for you could be the Velvet.
I think that's
Velvet Fog. That's him. You could be the Velvet Frog.
Yeah, because right. I'm French. Yeah.
No, I was. No, I meant because of your fucking stupid frog dance record.
No, that's Turtle.
Oh shit! Wow, I am obviously secretly very racist to French people. Well, no, because I mean, that's more for like the France.
Oh
like,
no, Quebec. You know, it's our you know. It's our yeah. insult from the
I didn't call
English
you. I didn't call
part.
You. I didn't call you a pepper or anything. That was the one when growing up. But that was like what I was always told was like the worst thing you
no,
could say.
Either you're a frog or a Pepsi.
Pepsi. Okay. Well, because I thought pepper, Pepsi. I don't know.
Pepper. I've never heard before.
Really?
Oh,
that's
I've
funny.
Been,
that was the one.
I've been called many names. Pepper.
Yeah.
Never that one.
I've been called insert name here followed by Jew. So anyhow, let's listen to a fellow Jewish recording artist, Mel Torme.
So I need to tell you the story before we end. So yesterday we were at that house party, and we were talking, and I was actually mentioning you.
Oh, me?
And, yeah, and I go, what are the chances that my two best friends are Jewish, you know?
That is funny, yeah.
And I was saying, we were talking about how you like bacon, being a Jew, and
sure.
You know, I could give you a cheeseburger anytime, and
I'm not kosher. Is Marty's kosher though? Right?
Marty's
or
kosher.
Marty kind of adheres more to that.
Yeah, I was just mentioning that you weren't. In that
kosher.
Regard.
No, I don't follow that stuff.
And, you know, it's a house party, so everybody's talking. We're in the kitchen and, you know, typical Quebecois house party.
Someone walks in and goes, I heard the word bacon!
No, it's like... And so just as, you know, people sort of stop talking and you know, the sound died down, I blurted out, thank God I'm not Jewish.
Oh, fuck.
I sounded like the most anti-Semitic person.
That's a very Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David.
Just said that because I love bacon and cheese and meat.
I also love bacon and cheese and meat, and I just want to put them all together in a blender and drink them in an unkosher, ungodly, disgusting mix. Anyway, I'm hungry, so let's finish off. Thank you very much for listening all the way, especially to our OG listeners. If you've listened to 99 episodes of this. There must be something wrong with you. So, let's finish off with The Power of Love from not the frog, not the velvet frog, the velvet fog, Mr. Mel Torme.
And keep on keeping on.
You got the power, baby, to keep me hung up tight. You got the power, girl, to make me feel all right. You got the power, baby, to make me jump and shake. You got the power over me, the power that it takes. And when I'm down and out and blue and feel too bad to move, I don't worry, you come along and put me in the groove. And when I need good loving, it's you I'm thinking of. You got the power, baby, the power of love. You got the power, baby, you really turn me on. You got the power, girl, to make me feel real gone. You got the power, baby, to make me shake, rattle and roll. You got the power over me, the power that thrills my soul. And every time you kiss me, child, I cannot move or speak. My heart starts pounding double time, my knees start feeling weak. And when I'm in your loving arms, I coo just like a dove. You got the power, baby, the power of love. You got the power, baby, to keep me hung up tight. You got the power, girl, to make me feel all right. You got the power, baby, to make me jump and shake. You got the power over me, the power that it takes. And when I'm down and out and blue and feel too bad to move, I don't worry, you come along and put me in the groove. When I need good loving, it's you I'm thinking of. You got the power, baby, the power of love. Got the power, got the power. Hey,